Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota-based 3M has named William Brown as its new CEO beginning May 1st. This comes a year after two significant legal settlements involving PFAs, known as forever chemicals, found in water supplies, and faulty combat earplugs for the military, which led to injuries. Current CEO Michael Roman will become executive chairman the same day. A House Senate Conference Committee met this morning to put the finishing touches on a fix to the law governing use of force by school resource officers. The bipartisan bill passed the Minnesota Senate Monday afternoon after clearing the House last week. An amendment added in the Senate would allow school staff more abilities to intervene in certain situations to protect property from being damaged or stolen. Governor Tim Walz is expected to sign the compromise bill once it's approved. House Minority Leader Lisa Daymuth, alongside Representatives Paul Novotny, Brian Johnson, Jeff Witt, and Max Grossell, are calling on Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to resign immediately. Daymuth alleges that Moriarty's handling of the case involving State Trooper Ryan Londrigan's fatal shooting of Ricky Cobb II last year demonstrates cherry-picking of evidence and testimonies. She notes that Moriarty's very own chosen use of force expert Jeffrey Noble admitted on October 13, 2023, quote, Trooper Londrigan committed no crime.
Mary Moriarty is very clearly putting her personal anti-law enforcement bias ahead of pursuit of facts and justice.
Moriarty's office says these allegations are simply false, that the expert characterized the meeting as a preliminary discussion stating hypotheticals with the state, and that the MPPOA, quote, seems to want special treatment for its officers. A Minnesota woman has been found dead after going missing in a Wisconsin state park. Authorities began searching for 65-year-old Kim Krager of Washington County last Wednesday. Her car was located at Pattison State Park in Douglas County, Wisconsin, and a search was conducted. Krager was found dead in the park on Saturday. Foul play is not suspected. It could be a tricky spring and summer for some Minnesota boaters. An arid winter could result in lower water levels in lakes and rivers across the state. Craig Schmidt is a hydrologist at the National Weather Service.
As we move into later in the spring and the summer, if we don't have all of that recharge from, you know, the spring snowmelt, we're going to be starting at a much, you know, a lower level than we normally would if we've gotten all that melting. So there's a potential if we continue to stay dry through the spring and into the summer that we could see some pretty low levels.
The Day 10 forecast shows no major rainfall event in the state. Chance the Rapper is coming to the Minnesota State Fair this summer. The Chicago-based hip-hop artist is performing on the State Fair Grandstand Friday, August 23rd. Tickets go on sale this Friday, with prices ranging from $48 to $148. New Ulm is in the running for Strongest Town in North America. Competing against 15 other cities in the 9th annual Strongest Town Contest, the city strives to be the best in safety, financial resiliency, housing, and transportation. This is MNN.